This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 864-SEASONS.
Chicago winters can be tough. Snow, ice, and freezing temps make every drive a challenge. If you're thinking it's time for a new Chevy, you're right. Your local Chevy dealer has the perfect vehicle to keep you safe and confident on the road. From heavy-duty performance to everyday versatility, Chevy has you covered. The Silverado offers unmatched power. The Equinox and Blazer provide all-weather confidence. Need room for the whole crew? Check out the Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or go for the sporty, city-friendly tracks, perfect for navigating winter streets. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com to explore the latest models, find special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and even start shopping online. Don't let winter slow you down. Find your next Chevy today at ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
What a basket for the win, Damian Lillard!
There you go, look at it, look at it!
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It was a highlight from All-Star Weekend, Reggie Miller.
I can keep going if you want, but I'm not
on the call.
Hey, Cheryl, his sister got on the mic with him, too. Did you? I don't know if you saw her, Cheryl Miller. The great Cheryl Miller.
I saw her sitting on a bench, I think.
She was coaching.
So, we're talking about All-Star Weekend here in the Bay. And by all accounts, it was a fun weekend here in the city.
A success.
But whether it translated or not on television, that seems to be another story. The game itself, if I had to compile what all the writers and media are saying, they would probably tell you it was marginally better than last year, which was wildly considered or roundly considered the worst All-Star game in history. So this was a little bit better. Guru hot about the league having to invite even a guy like Mac McClung.
And this was his third invite.
Yeah.
And that's
because nobody can beat him.
Well, I would love to see it. That's all.
Let's go to Telmo in the city. He wants to talk about Goo being upset about the All-Star game and what's going
Telmo.
On. Hey, Telmo.
What's up, fellas? Happy Monday to both of you.
Yeah.
Here's my point. I get it, and I to a certain degree, Steinie, I agree with you. Just name the All-Stars like the Pro Bowl or whatever, and then give them the time off. You want to do something, maybe pick four All-Stars to coach teams and maybe do a college team, a young team, maybe do an All-Star team from the Euro League, and then but not with the actual, because these guys don't want to be playing and risking injury. And here's my question to Guru. Guru wants to see more competition, guys going at each other. I get it. In theory, they're the best. You want to see them go. But, Guru, how would you feel if in that process, say yesterday, a guy's like, oh, I'm not going to let Steph get off on me and shoot from half court or running three. I'm going to pick him up high on the perimeter and is guarding him crazy. And something happened and Steph hurt his ankle or his knee and was out for 2 or 3 months. Like, how would we feel about that today? Is that a better alternative than just watching a boring game of guys? And Steph you know, to, I know you kind of run material, Steiny, but Steph won the MVP. A, he's the hometown guy, but he did the most entertaining things in the game, like Jaylen Brown getting layups inside of a paint that has nobody guarding it just because he had four more points, whatever, doesn't make it entertaining. At least Steph chucked it up from half court and had a running three and made it the whole thing fun. But my point is nobody wants to see these guys get hurt and miss the rest of the season.
No, that's a fair point, but I'll say this too to you, Telmo, is, I mean, that can happen when you're lollygagging. They say a lot of times, Donnie, injuries happen when you're trying to not go all the way. So, you know, that could happen. But I hear you, Telmo. We don't know if it's going to happen just because you're playing hard.
By the way, am I the only one that's always thought that's a bunch of crap? I think it's a bunch of crap.
I always heard that if you try you don't go hard is when you get hurt.
And when did you ever see anybody get hurt when they don't go hard? It doesn't happen. See, that's my point. It sounds great.
Well, you can tear an Achilles just running, though, Stoney.
My point is it sounds great, but it has no basis in truth. You do not get hurt more when you don't try. Why? Otherwise, we'd see injuries left and right in the All-Star game for the last 40 years.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? If he doesn't play 100%, then he's really risking injury. No, he's not. It's safer not to play 100%. We don't want to say that.
And if we went throughout the year, what's the biggest injury in All-Star game history?
Exactly. I don't remember any.
Kobe getting his nose broke.
Then it was Kobe. He didn't care.
Right. Oh, man.
Let's go to Roxy. Roxy's in Lafayette. I was in Lafayette this weekend. Mm-hmm. Hey, Rox.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. I haven't. So I wanted to just say that the NBA All-Star, you know, I'm an older lady, right? And I watch it every year. Okay. And I got to say, like, we have to change with the times in terms of how they're doing it. So I like the new format, but of course I was not pleased in terms of not seeing the whole, like, you know, like the time and the different players or West versus East. But my point that I wanted to make is that I thought it was LeBron who talked to all the players saying, let's not put effort because I don't know if this is true or not, because he wanted to buy a team and the owners wouldn't let him. If you can, I don't know if you know any of that. I think Stephen A. said it.
I haven't heard that one.
I don't know, or maybe it could be internet. But like I said, I was calling because it was way much better. This was better. They were actually competing.
Roxy, can I ask you a question? And if you don't want to answer it, you don't have to.
Sure.
Roxy, how old are you?
I would say half a decade plus four.
Okay.
Look at my girl.
And you know what? See, Roxy, you're like me. It's time for our generation to step aside. We got to step aside, right? It's a young person's world.
No, I wouldn't step aside. Like, I'm not stepping aside because I'm still a fan. But I understand the change, you know?
Me too.
The reason why there's DMPs because they know that if they play the way they used to, they're not going to last. Their careers are going to be short. You know, now we have social media. Now we have all these different choices. It's different now. It's not like the way it used to be. So I'm just saying, I appreciate the effort. I love Steph. And I think LeBron was trying to make a statement and a tantrum, and he wants the attention. And I just love Steph. And, you know.
All right. Thanks, Rox. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I'll say this about LeBron. Step I didn't aside. Hear Stephen A. Anthony didn't. Anthony Edwards was, you know, is growing, as Evan told us, and Giannis didn't play. But dude, it was breaking news when LeBron announced, when he announced that he would not be participating in the game. Steiny, I just couldn't. I said, "Oh, Trey, what happened?"
Like, you couldn't believe it, and I couldn't muster up any sort of anger.
And my guy came out during introductions.
Yep. I can't believe you just asked a woman her age.
I just that's worse than how much you make.
I could ask her that too.
You never ask a woman how old she is.
First of all, you know what? We live in a different world now today. It's like it doesn't matter. There's nothing.
Who do you think you are?
Let me tell you something. It's not worse to ask a woman her age than it is to ask a man his age. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. If you're a fossil, you're a fossil. Stiny. I grew up in the Paleozoic era. I'm ready to acknowledge that. It's a young person's world.
If you were running for president, you would lose all your votes with that. We're just, Stiny, you don't do that, though.
I don't do what?
Ask women their age.
You know what?
Thank you, Evan.
You're lucky that there's not one woman in this. You know what?
I'm lucky.
I'm going to do it all the time now. I'm going to do it all the time. Actually, I won't.
Yeah.
But Roxy.
But Evans was raised right. Not saying you weren't, but you don't do that.
You can do it over the phone. You just can't do it in person.
And then what did you do with that information? Just say she's a, like,
no, I just want
to eat her age. Yeah, exactly.
What's the actual number going to do?
No. No, because what she was, I just wanted to make sure she was in my generation because she was really conveying a lot of my thoughts. And I could tell she's got a little, like me, she's got a little resentment toward people her own age who can't acknowledge it's not about us anymore.
Dude,
it's a wrap. So,
and sure enough, she was in my demographic.
Yeah. I'm like, what's he about to say? Take a nap? Where are we going with him, dude?
The kids out there understand where I was going
with
that.
But the kids, okay.
Stiny, you're wrong, buddy.
You keep doing this with the, you know, who should be mad and who shouldn't. What you should expect, but the bottom line, Stiney, and it's offensive to me, I don't care how much money you make, it's about the fans. And that's why when Ja and the greats don't participate in a slam dunk contest, it's a stain on the league, regardless if you like it or not. That's all. You can say I'm being a basketball groupie. We want to see Ja.
You're just being naive.
Well,
I mean, To think that what happened this weekend was about the fans, that's pretty funny.
I will never get duped again. I mean, Stein, did you see the aerial shots of Chase outside the courtyard? Even at Oracle, people were out. The Moscone, there was a beautiful thing. So they showed up and showed out.
Right,
everybody but the ones that were supposed to grab the mic and sing.
And you expected different.
It's like Michael Jackson sending Tito out. You know what? They don't want to hear Billie Jean. You just go out handle it, Tito.
Thank you,
650. And that's what McClung was.
650 on the text line. You get it. I have no problem with anyone asking me my age. Just don't ask me my weight. That's what it's all about.
Oh, Stiney.
You are right.
There's unwritten rules, man. You don't ask people how much they make.
I don't believe in unwritten rules.
Shocker.
They're unwritten for a reason, apparently, because they're not really rules.
Hey, real quick.
They're suggestions.
What were you doing in Lafayette? And why Lafayette?
I was in the creek on Saturday.
Okay.
And then we stopped in Lafayette on the way.
Beautiful Lafayette.
That's nice.
Freeman's Appliance?
No, didn't make it. Didn't make it to Friedman's. We went to this new place in Walnut Creek called, it's called Pinstripes.
Oh.
Pinstripes.
So do they have like a sports bar or lounge?
Pretty much. It's an open area. They have bowling upstairs. We didn't go bowling.
So you didn't watch any of the NBA practice. I was glued to the TV.
I actually watched, Auburn, Alabama. Let me tell you something. Johnny Broom.
Woo! Oh, man.
Can't make a foul shot, though. Lefty out of Auburn. And then we went to a place in Lafayette called, it was crowded. We left. What was it called?
You didn't post anything on your social.
No, I don't have social.
Are you off X?
Yep. You don't have the ha-ha.
You are.
I went to a place called The Social Bird, but it was crowded and we left right away.
And that's the last place I think to see you at.
You sure that's not just what you call yourself?
No, you just left the bird. You left X.
Oh, that's not bad.
He gave the bird.
Need the little work. Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First
NorCal. I do want to say something, Stan. I do want to give this dude some love. Fabby Davis is going to join us at 30, Mr. Fab, at 1:30. Stani dedicated, fixed up a court, North Oakland. The news, everybody was there, invited me. I didn't see the invite to too late. But we'll have him come on, give his thoughts on everything All-Star Weekend here in the Bay, and just about what Barkley did. Giving back. You know, I know he gave it to San Francisco, but fixing the courts, that's a big deal, Stani. For these future All-Stars, men and women.
No. What time? 1:30?
Yeah, 1:30.
Okay, 1:30. And also, I'll ask him about Steph, giving him, I guess the kids call it DAP.
I did see that.
When he made the half-court shot.
Evan, what were your thoughts on the half-court shot? Did you know it was coming or he was going to attempt it? I said, dude, that was – I'm done. I saw what I needed to see.
He takes a half-court shot in every All-Star game.
I feel like 39 players made half-court shots this weekend.
I mean, honestly, the half-court shots to behold were during pregame.
Yeah, I watched
him,
that.
Ant, Trey, and Damian Lillard basically having – like a horse competition from half court.
That was not when the young man won the 100th. That was incredible on the last shot.
No, sorry. What I'm talking about wasn't televised.
Oh,
was
okay.
Gotcha.
Did you happen to see the young kid, Stani?
Uh-huh.
That was fun. He was going to put it away, help his dad, and put it away for college.
So how much did he win?
$100K.
What's he going to do his last 3 years of college?
I mean, California's taking half.
Dude, you are a boy.
Okay, so congratulations. We'll pay for freshman year and part of sophomore year, depending on where you go.
They didn't say what he had to do with the brand. He brought that up.
Don't forget about housing.
Exactly.
And gas.
Oh, boy. Let's go to Tyrone. Tyrone's in Oakland.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes, hello. Thanks for taking my call. I was just interested in y'all guys' opinion about moving the All-Star game either to the beginning or the end. The beginning, if the players are not really going to compete, like, why not move it in the beginning? Nobody wants to get hurt. Otherwise, you know, move it further back after the finals. So I don't know. And if they don't want to do that, like, maybe the best format is just like a little 3-on-3, you know, because that was the funnest thing to see, like Kyrie juking, doing a little bit of N1, same with Curry. Maybe, you know, just like half it, like make it smaller or something. I saw the HBCU game. There was more competition in the HBCU game in Oakland than it was at the All-Star game. You know, so I'm going to take it off.
Appreciate it, Tyrone. Okay, tell me about the HBCU game. Who participated in that?
I'm bringing it up now, but I felt like since my daughter's at HBCU, Stoney, I felt like I was a part of that.
But
that
was game. Was it former players
The actual two teams.
Oh, two teams. Yeah. Two colleges.
Yeah, two colleges.
Well, what were the colleges?
I'm about to give it to you.
Okay.
Yeah. But
it was Morehouse and Tuskegee.
Thank you, my man.
Institutions.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we could also trick up All-Star Weekend and have, like, maybe we get rid of the game, but we have, like, a horse competition. And a...
You think I'm playing.
Get like, back to the old one-on-one. You here's what you do. For the one-on-one, you make it $1 million prize money. And then you say to every NBA player, if you want to play in the one-on-one for $1 million All-Star Weekend, you can. And then you set it up like a bracket. Because, like, LeBron's not going to want to play, but some guys are going to want to play.
Oh, my gosh. But if you're right that some of these dudes don't want to participate because of the post-game on social media, would you really, if your jaw, want to lose to Steph?
That's why it's
going to
be
younger
players.
Really not worried about any of that crap and just went out there and gave back to the fans, everybody, there is no loser.
See, it probably wouldn't be the stars, but, like, for example, if you told, there's 450 players in the league, and you said to them, we're going to have a one-on-one tournament, All-Star Weekend, the prize money's going to be, let's say the prize money's $5 million and the winner gets half of it or something like that. All right, so Curry's probably like, yeah, I'm not playing that. But, like, I'll tell you who'd be in – like, Pods would want to play in that.
But are you so sure Curry wouldn't?
Well, first of all, he's got no shot.
Okay, and dude. I love Pods, Donnie. We know this. What if I said that doesn't move the needle? It would have to be the GOATs.
Honestly, I wouldn't mind seeing
– Ja versus Dame.
I mean, that'd be great if they would, but they're not gonna. I would like to see two guys kind of on their rookie deal playing – or rookie deals – playing one-on-one for more money than they're going to make in the year. Like, what's Pod? Well, Pod's probably makes
a
million or
purse.
Two.
Yeah.
Probably two.
They would have to be second-round rookies.
Maybe.
Or two-way guys.
I'm in.
But, hey, you want them to compete. Those guys would compete.
It ain't me. It's we.
Who?
The
I don't care. No, it's not we.
But
it's
you recognize it, though. You recognize what
like
you're
it.
Not seeing.
But I like it.
No. I don't. I've listened to y'all's show. You recognize it.
It's recognize not what?
The competition is lacking.
Right.
Because the players don't care.
And I guess.
Do we got to pay them or kiss their ass to care?
And that's I guess what I'm saying is, as an older guy of another generation, I'm here to tell you that while this All-Star game is a joke, back when I was a kid, it was a joke. Less of a joke, but it was a joke.
But not like, what it like is
think,
now.
Think about
they never
this.
Had to
think
change the whole.
Think about no, but think about this.
You know what
this.
I mean, Stani?
Think about this. Like, just listen to what we're saying. Oh, the All-Star game used to be great. Remember? They'd go up and down for 45 minutes, and then the last 3 minutes they'd try. Like,
but even their like 45 minutes was right now looks like a game seven to some of these NBA All-Stars.
Nobody can glorify the past like I can. But don't tell me that these guys went at it back when I was growing up. It was an exhibition then. Maybe they did a better job of camouflaging.
So you're saying I'm in love with an idea?
That you're in love with an idea that has never occurred. You're in love with an idea that's never been.
Dude, I saw, what was it? It was in Denver about 10, 12, 13 years ago. Isaiah was still playing. Yeah. It was like 108, 109 at the end. Like, it was competition.
Yeah.
So sure. It's not as far as you. Sure. We're not talking about 78.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Isaiah who 10 years ago?
It was longer than that. Thomas. Yeah, I'm just saying when guys D'd up and had pride,
they didn't. Like, stop it. We act as though, hey, Evan, back in 1983, there were 1978, there were essentially 12 Kobes on both the West and the East. And, oh, my God, did they go at it.
Well, I do think there's something to there being, I don't know about games, like competition throughout 48 minutes, but it did seem like there used to be more moments. Like, the moments that gets replayed every single year from decades ago. There's less of those. Like, I can't recall a moment from the All-Star game this year. Maybe we could talk to him about it, because Fab's going to come on in 20 minutes. But the moment of Steph hitting a half-court shot and dapping him up courtside might have been the moment.
No doubt.
Yeah, but we're not going to remember that moment in 5 or 10 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I mean, All-Star games I remember, or what? I clearly remember Magic Johnson.
I think that was
93, if I'm not mistaken. Other than that?
The only one I can recall is...
Like, tell me something.
Early 2000s, the one where Stephon Marbury went back and forth with Kobe at the very end. I don't know if it was 2000 or 2001, but it was a game that came down to the wire, and Stephon Marbury hit like two threes to tie and go up, and Kobe had a response and back-to-back. But it was like a four-minute stretch of that game.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Yeah. Mine is Kobe's MVP, his first All-Star game at Madison Square Garden.
Is that when he took 48 shots?
See, why you got to stain everything? Jordan was out there, Steiny.
He treated it like a regular season game, right? Is that what we're going to say?
Leroy wouldn't have called. Leroy's family would have got what they wanted. He used to get that. Dude, and you and Grade would have curved.
Michael Jordan took the All-Star court with a lit cigar half the time. He didn't care.
Don't hate. He still played.
Yep, he played. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
All right, I see Pat. I see, we got Yinzer. You know what a Yinzer is?
Beer?
No.
He has a Yingling.
No, a Yinzer is somebody from Pittsburgh, I believe.
Okay, why? Is it Yinzer?
Well, we can ask him on the other side, is what we can do.
Isn't it? Oh. You and Abanez made a beer bed. I thought it was Yinzer.
What are you talking about?
What was the type of beer?
Yingling.
Oh. Well, that's what I'm thinking of.
I lost the bet.
You lose all of them. Off the mat.
He made a Steinmetz bet that I usually make with you. He was, you know what the bet was? What? Garoppolo was done being a 49er, and I was like, he's done. And then he's like, I don't think so. And then maybe he came back. Remember, he came back because they couldn't get rid of him. So I lost the bet.
They had him on the side field. They were across
exactly.
The street.
But he was still in uniform, so I lost the bet. 408 saying the biggest moment of All-Star Weekend was when the fan hit the half-court shot for 100,000. I think it was a three, though, wasn't it?
I'm going to be honest. I was... doing interviews.
Yeah.
I didn't get
it was a half-court shot, Stani. So, yeah, it was a three. But it was a half-court shot.
We got to talk to Evan. He talked to all these guys yesterday.
Talked to KD.
I want to see if any of them were good guys to him, bad guys, how he felt.
You care
what the
about
vibe
that
was.
Stuff. How old are you? How much you
I
got
know
to
how
bank?
Old the players are.
I don't know why you're nosy.
You just pissed me off right now.
I'm trying to.
Yeah. I know, because you're trying to transfer what happened earlier. You know you are. You know you are. You're mad because I wasn't a part of it. Like, you can't come down my road. I literally was not involved at all. I had nothing to do with it. What's coming up with the game is presented by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. I owe Curry nothing.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Our guy Rotzi, that's right, I forgot. One of my favorite moments. Rolando Blackman making two free throws with no time on the clock.
Call. I do remember
and nobody
that
on
one.
The line.
Evan wasn't even born.
No.
Punk.
What year was that?
87.
Yeah, not a twinkle in the eye.
Your boy was...
why does that bother
your
me?
Your boy was fresh out of college, wreaking havoc.
I was still in high school getting buckets.
1987, that puts me squarely working for Waterfall Gardens in Shillington, Pennsylvania.
Lethal
being
weapon.
A landscaper. What?
Mel Gibson.
87, right?
Danny Glover.
Yes.
You seen that movie, right?
See, that's actually a difference. No. I haven't. That's actually a difference between you and me. I have blue collar roots. You don't. You've always been a white collar guy. You've always wanted.
I don't think you could change a tire right now if you got a flat.
No, I'm talking about my work.
Yeah, but like, could you change
a
tire?
I landscaped. I painted.
I got you.
Okay.
Allegedly.
I raked leaves at a cemetery.
All right.
I did outdoor work. I was plastered. I was a carpenter's apprentice.
So I'm testing that. I give you that.
Right.
But does it translate? Could you change a flat?
Of course I could change a flat.
What do you think, Evan?
Well, not now.
How much you want to bet me? Why don't we make a bet on that, mouth?
Now I believe you could change it. I would hope you could change a flat.
Of course.
You're the type of dude, AAA.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, well, I would get AAA. Slash his tires.
I would get AAA, but
right.
I could do it.
All right.
Let's go to Yinzer in Petaluma. Ask him what it means, Goo.
What does Yinzer mean, my friend?
Hey, what you talking about in that?
Yinzer.
I'm a Yinzer.
Yeah, what's that mean? I'm not familiar.
Pittsburgh, PA. We got an accent in that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I think they say, like, how Yin's doing?
Oh, that's how. Okay,
is that true?
Gotcha.
Did I do that kind of right, Yinzer?
What Yin sits in on right now? Catch?
Catch?
Catch? That's a couch.
Oh, okay. That is wow.
All right, okay.
That's a twang for real. I got it. You learn something new every day, man.
What do you got,
one
buddy?
One D3 from Pennsylvania to the next. I went to Allegheny College.
Where'd you go?
PA. Allegheny College.
Oh,
Gators.
Sure. I know.
Wow.
Well.
The Gators.
I know well. Division III?
Anyway, I want to get on to, so coming from Pittsburgh, New Kensington specifically, okay. Coming with the first black quarterback in the NFL.
James Harris.
Who?
I thought it was
James
Gilliam.
Harris.
Gilliam.
Broadway Joe Gilliam played for the Steelers, but he wasn't the first black quarterback.
James Harris.
Wrong.
Who?
I'm losing my black card. I should know this.
Willie Thrower.
Yeah, I don't think so.
What a last name for a QB, Willie Thrower.
All right, would you you want to talk about? What do you got for
put a crown on?
Oh,
I
boy.
Put a crown on the city this weekend.
Okay.
A lot of hate going on here, but what a time to be in San Francisco. We had an NBA All-Star weekend as well as Chinese New Year going on.
Don't forget the pickleball bash.
Right. I mean, everybody's hating on everything right now, but I just want to say San Francisco is a beautiful city, and what was going on this week was great.
You're right.
I just want to put a little crown on it.
Yinzer, you know what?
I'm
going to follow up on that, and I'll tell you how. Because of all the stuff we're talking about with All-Star Weekend, we're pretty much talking about the product on television. So I had kind of golfed yesterday, a couple of my buddies. By the way, I stink. Golfing yesterday with a couple of my buddies, and like my one guy, Dan, said, his wife and I went into the city yesterday. We didn't even know, but there was all this All-Star Game stuff going on. And I said, you know, was it a zoo? And he goes, it was crowded, but it was fun. I knew about three people that just came into the city, were messing around, and had a lot of fun. The weather was great. More could you ask for?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Patton Foster City. Hey, Pat, how you doing? All right, let's go to JJ.
I said what I said.
JJ in San Jose. What's up, JJ?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, you guys had a great show, making great points. I think the common theme that a lot of us are feeling is we're getting old, and it is what it is, man. You know, like, can't, you know, hey, you can't help it. You know, we're relying at, you know, let's be real. The NBA OG team at the end of the day is what brought the viewers. And these guys are not jumping around like how they used to. I don't even think I saw one alley-oop dunk in that quote-unquote championship game. And that kind of tells me everything of how, like, things used to be. You used to tune in for the sick alley-oops. I actually appreciated Wemby trying to guard Kyrie, you know, even though Kyrie put him on the skate.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of like what Evan said, moments. Like, it is about the moments when it comes to All-Star games. And I think Curry knew the assignment, Kyrie knew the assignment, and Wemby knew the assignment. But everybody else is just, they just not there, and or they don't even want to be there. And this is where they're at now, where it's just it's a flat product and nobody cares.
Appreciate it, JJ.
Nothing worse than anything flat, Stani. Soda. And if he's saying the product is flat, that's not good.
Oh.
Flat soda?
I got you.
Biggest disappointment in the world.
The Yins are in Petaluma. Warren Moon is widely known as the first African-American quarterback enshrined into the Hall of Fame, but Willie Thrower of the Chicago Bears holds the distinction as the first modern-era African-American quarterback.
1953.
Willie Thrower.
Wow.
What a great name.
I said that earlier.
Man.
Yeah. We won't find those highlights on YouTube, you think?
Nah. Probably not.
He had to have an arm.
Linda. Let's go to Linda in Oakland. Hey, Linda.
Hi. First of all, please don't ask me my age, okay?
I would never do that.
He's on good behavior, Linda. Yes. We got him.
I'll try to guess by your voice. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I'll just tell you that. And then one point, I did go to the game yesterday, and I loved it.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
It was so much fun. The energy and Chase was insane. When Steph was going off, there's no doubt he was going to be MVP. So, I just wanted to leave with that, with all the haters. No, it's not like it used to be, but what is? And my other point I just want to say, I'm not going to tell you my age, but my kids are in their 30s. Do you know, when they don't want to go to work, they don't go. They call in this month, next month. When I was going to work, I worked every day unless I was sick. And, and the NBA players are no different. You can't tell me your folks and you guys, you go to work every day, but your kids, it's a different mindset.
Hey, right? Linda.
The same thing with these players.
I'm a bad analogy guy, but you got me thinking. I'm just going to say this. I think about my parents and their 54 years of marriage. Even the divorce right now, people just give up quick. It's not like it used to be. Back in the day, you stick it out, you know?
Yep. And I didn't even know what calling out means. And I'm like LeBron yesterday, he called out, you know?
Yeah.
Right before his shift. Right before.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But I will say, I know I'm one of few, but my husband and I, we went yesterday. We loved the energy outside. We loved the energy, you know, in the arena, you know, was ending a little, you know, anticlimactic, but it was better than it's been in a long time.
Good to hear, Linda. Thank you so much.
Don't be a stranger.
Appreciate it.
She went to the game. Her and Evan in the building.
I thought when you said, when you had to tell the boss you were sick, it was calling in. You're calling in sick.
No, you're calling out.
I thought it was calling in. I'm calling in sick today. Not I'm calling out sick.
Oh, it's totally calling out sick.
No, I think it's calling in. Hey, like, what you, like, you
sick.
Call.
Oh, my God. Like, I knew it, man.
What?
You're a Thursday joke.
Yeah, it would be like you call in on Thursdays.
No, I'm calling out.
Evan?
It's, why is he laughing?
He doesn't know.
No, I've only heard calling out, or like calling out sick, yeah.
You come in and you call out. Take that back, Tony. Yeah.
I won't. I think a lot of...
Hey, boss, I'm calling in. Yeah. All right, we'll see you in a minute.
Calling in sick.
Stop.
There it is.
You're too
it's
smart.
Calling in sick.
Stop it.
Get, dude, you think I'm kidding? I'm not.
What's in? If you're calling because you're going to be out. You're calling out.
You're calling in sick.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we're my old-timers.
Yeah.
I bet Fabby knows.
Calling. Well, he's his own boss.
It's calling in sick.
Call it like you see it.
Calling in, Fozzie, on the text line. Mm-hmm. It's calling in to us old folk.
Yep.
Thank you.
Well, that's because he's a lot younger than you guys.
Well, like, that's the other thing.
When are you going to start hating me? Stop hating me because I'm still hooping. That's at the core of our relationship. Once I tear something and I'm done, we'll be better. I really think, man.
You know, I just think sometimes you take things a little too far. That's all. Like your whole biz, like the shtick with your age. Yeah, I think, you know, it's funny, I guess. The first 48 times you say,
no, I'm really serious.
Your age, which isn't
the 40th, might be a splash. Let's do it.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. You saw him dapping up Steph Curry during the All-Star game. He was in the first row. What's up, Fabby? How you doing, Mr. Fab?
Oh, man, what a game yesterday. What a great way for Steph to bring it on home for the Bay Area natives and representing, man. We enjoyed ourselves. How y'all doing?
Hey, Fabby, did you ask him to take a half-court shot? Is that why he ran over to you?
I told him to. That's why I kept telling him, like, shoot it from half-court. Like, hit one. So that's why when he did it, he looked at me. He was like, "I heard you." But I'm telling him, shoot it from half court. So, and I wanted I didn't like how James Harden didn't give him the game winning shot. He should have gave him the option to shoot it again to get the game winner. But you know how it is.
No,
it was amazing.
Hey Fab, we do, man. It was good seeing you over the weekend. But you made news yesterday. You always commend you for giving back. But you redid some courts. Tell us about that and just what goes into that, man. Because that kind of didn't get as much run as I would like it to have.
Well, you know, man, positivity never really gets the real full reception. But you know, my godfather Too Short told me something the other day. He said, "Man, you're gonna be the people's champ, or you're gonna be the person that they crown the champ. And when you do that, it's who they crown. But the people will always have the last word." And knowing that, I have to humbly just take it and say, man, we gotta continue to be our own news media outlets and talk about the things that we talk about. And sooner or later, they'll realize it. But we put together a court, refurbished the basketball court that I grew up playing on, put out new pavement, new concrete, new rims, new courts, painted it, and brought hundreds of kids out yesterday, man. 3-on-3 tournament. Some WNBA players came out. The three-point champion Tyler Hero came out. And we actually enjoyed ourselves, man. The kids were getting a chance to go out and go play in a new safe environment on the basketball courts. And you could see a rejuvenated energy in the community. That was something that was needed. I would have loved to see some media outlets out there come out. But, hey, man, we're going to use these social media spaces and spots like this with friends and allies continue to amplify this type of level of engagement. And that's what we're going to do it for. We don't do it for the headlines. We do it for the healing.
Hey, where specifically is the court in North Oakland, Fabby?
It's on 44th and Linden, which is 996 44th Street. It's actually right across the street from the apartment building that I grew up living in. And, you know, the whole significance of doing it is I would always – that's how my mother knew that I was okay. She could hear that basketball dribbling outside. And she would come to the edge of the stairs, and she would scream my name, and I'd be letting her know that I'm playing. And, you know, it gave her an aegis feeling that her son wasn't out on the other corner, because you had one corner that was down at the lower, then you had the corner that was up on by the corner store. And it was like, you know, the one at the corner store was life-threatening, but that basketball court was like, okay, you're in a safe playground. So there's always a significance of why I do things in my neighborhood, because it rechannels some of the things that I grew up doing and involved in. And we dedicated the basketball court to the community. It's called the Dope Air Playground. I put like small, like museum-like images on the pavement for friends that I lost, the people that I grew up playing on that basketball court with that are no longer here. I put their names on the basketball court from like three-pointers, so you can be like, hey, I'm shooting this from Nugent, or I'm shooting this from, you know, from Mike. And it's just, it makes the people in the community feel convivial knowing that this court is coming to life and the sanctuary has been praised and preserved.
Wow, that's beautiful, man. Let me tell you this, Fabby. Stani and I are older than you, and I got to keep it real. You were in the building. But the dunk contest, I personally, I'm being selfish. I wanted to see Ja. I wanted to see the big dogs. And McClung put on a show. I know that. So this is not on him. But what advice would you give me or older heads that did want the guys to come out, the stewards of the game, to be there Saturday night like Jordan and Dominique and Kobe used to do?
Well, we live in different times. You know, back then, those guys, everybody didn't have the luxury to have amazing contracts like Michael Jordan. So all of that extra money that was being put on the table, they couldn't afford to leave it on the table. So those were not only the competitiveness, but financially, they were able to win a few dollars and bring some money on the table. Now you're living in the AAU league, in the AAU years of where these young guys are getting hundreds of millions of dollars, and agents don't want to risk their star players hurting themselves and extracurricular activities. So, unfortunately, we have to realize that the NBA is the biggest business, and some of these players competitively can't go out and compete at the levels that they want to compete at in those type of engagements just based off the fact of it may be bad for business if something happens to them physically. So we have to humble ourselves as sports fans and understand that it's just all business, man. But you and I would love to see a Ja Morant go out there, the top guys that go out and go compete. I would love to see an Anthony Edwards and a Ja Morant in a dunk duo, dunk off. I think that would be so amazing for the NBA, and the ratings would go crazy. The format for the game yesterday I wasn't too fond of. How do you guys feel about it?
Great. I didn't like it at all, Fab. I felt like I was in. I remember I read it to you, 24-hour fitness. Give me what we want, 48 minutes and care about the game.
Yeah, I think what has to happen is, you know, they put those stipends in. They put those stipends in like they did the play-in. Where what is that? Not the play-in, the end tournament. What is that?
Oh, the
end season. Yeah.
The end season tournament, and you make them guys say, hey, each player on this will get an extra $1 million or an extra whatever it is, and you go out and you go out and you go make those guys compete. You shoot for captains like we did in
and you gotta get
you hear too short in the back. You said, "And you got to give the defensive players a bonus."
Tell Short what's up, baby.
Short, say what's up.
Yeah, tell Short he did a good job, man. Blow the whistle.
So yeah, you got to get those guys. I think, and then you just make it. You know, you make it all incentive based. And if it's incentive based, then the incentive will always give those guys a little bit of extra, you know, enthusiasm to play the game. And I think that they would go out and shoot for captains and pick. And pick their fives, and they gonna run.
Mm.
And I think that people would love to see that, man. L.A. next year is going to be full of stars, and they have to go out and go make it watchable, because I guarantee that the ratings will drop if they try to redo that same format that they did this year.
Hey, Fabby, hey, thank
right
you so
on,
much
thanks for giving
joining
back.
Us. Really appreciate it. Great stuff what you did Saturday, but I know that you don't just do – did it on Saturday. You actually live it, man.
Yeah.
So really appreciate
and
you,
man. And the court's phenomenal. I'm looking at it. Good job, man.
Hey, now, you're an all-star. Thank you guys so much, man. We appreciate you.
Yes,
I just
sir.
Want to tell to the Bay Area, man, here's my letter to the Bay Area. We did great. Let's continue to keep this energy up, and let's continue to keep pushing and amplifying what we're doing at home base all throughout the rest of the year, and let's have an all-star season.
Wow.
Appreciate it, Fabby.
See y'all at the Super Bowl, baby.
Yes, sir. That's Mr. Fab.
And Stani, again, yeah. I don't work for the police department, but I was watching, and I know, you know, just in regard to the Bay Area and crime, it seemed like everybody was on their best behavior, man. I didn't hear of any incidents. I know stuff happens, but for the most part, man, kudos to the Bay. We showed up and showed out.
If you say so. I wasn't really a part of it.
You were in Lafayette.
And Walnut Creek. Let's go to Casey in San Ramon. Hey, Casey, how you doing, man?
What's up, Steiny?
Hey.
What's up, Goo?
Hey.
Hey, you know, Goo, you keep talking about these players not showing up for games, taking time off. I can't help but notice how many days off you take out through the month, Steiny's holding it down, and you're not at work for one reason or another.
I didn't.
These may be multi-million-dollar athletes, but...
All right, Deku, hey, I got you. I got your back.
Look at the platform, the kettle black right there.
Yeah, that's...
No, I'm not black, but I'll just tell you this. No, you're right. I can talk for myself.
Yeah, but that's not right.
No, it is. I can talk for myself. When you get married or find somebody that wants to spend the rest of your life with you and you got to take care of them, you call me back. But I'm there for my family. I don't run from that. So I hope that joke, you know, that made you feel better, but I'm here for you.
Yeah. Come on, Case.
Well, Stoddy, you can't.
I can support
fight my
you.
Battles. Nah, well, you didn't do it earlier.
I don't need your permission to support you. Yeah. I'm going to do it come hell or high water. Yeah.
Do people not listen to these shows when we talk about what's actually going on days where...
I mean, that's
more important
part,
things
exactly.
in life than this radio show. Yeah.
Exactly.
I appreciate that, E. And you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Well, you didn't have my back when Mia called in.
That was funny.
But it wasn't because...
Which one was that, Vegas?
Usher. And you're laughing and just telling on me.
Yeah, I got... You know what? That one... Isn't my fault.
Okay, it was.
No, because I didn't.
Austin Saddle said, Guru, let your boy defend you one time.
I couldn't. I didn't know what was happening that day with Mia. I couldn't. I didn't understand it. You had Usher. You had tickets. You didn't have tickets.
You're smart, man. You knew.
No, I'm not.
You love seeing me squirm. It's all good. She actually played that for the kids not too long ago.
Did you get a kick out of it?
Yeah, watch it. We got time.
Little Daryl thinks I'm pretty funny.
His birthday Wednesday.
Oh,
21.
Oh, wow.
Do I ask him for a drink? Yeah.
Just have one little one.
Yeah. I don't want to introduce
him. Let me ask you this.
Can he call in so we can sing him happy birthday?
Do you think?
So, hey, wow.
I mean, he probably drinks already, right? My daughter's not 21.
I know my oldest.
Like
don't talk
about that.
My oldest, he's 22, but yeah. Fabby, give him back, man. That was dope. And no problems. The Bippers took the weekend off.
You know what?
No, Saturday, I parked in the town.
Mike
gave me a ride. We were walking to his car. Right. I won't say where. Okay. I'm like, why do I feel like glass might be on the ground? There it is. Untouched.
Watch this. Do you want me to get the phones to light up? 888-957-9570. Did you see any crime this weekend
Stoddy,
in San Francisco or Oakland?
It was, Dre. He was incredible, too. We'll do more with him tomorrow, but he was incredible, Draymond.
Yeah. You're the only reason I listen to the show, because of your passion for sports. So keep doing what you're doing, Steiny.
Ah, look at my man.
Just kidding. He was talking about you. All right.
You jumped in.
That
shocked me.
I would not have put him on had I known he was coming down that road.
It's a two-way street. I probably owe a word of apology, but yeah, say what you got to say. We're not that show. I got to plug my ears.
Listen, I've been entrusted with a task, and that is to get you and Word back together, and I will. I'll get you back together with Word. All right, what do we have coming up next? I'll tell you what we have coming up next.
Two gentlemen.
It is the crossover with Willard and Dibs. And according to Goo, Willard was active on social media this weekend, and he didn't like what he saw from the 50-state All-Star game.
Can you ask him without saying Goo told me?
Probably not. On 95.7 The Game.
Numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.